Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Oh, I'm doing the old opening. A little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. Who gives a fuck? If it ain't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Or maybe you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app. However you receive us. Holy shit, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate if you buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here with the commission. Like I said, Mr. Yay. Bezos coughs up a couple of shekels.
Thank you, Jeff.
And hey, tweet us during the show. We check the Twitter.
Twat us.
While we're live. We also have Instagram. Yes. Facebook.
Yes.
Kind of Instagram.
Yes.
We possess an Instagram.
Yes.
We don't frequent Instagram.
Yes.
And that's it. It's a lovely Monday here in the Panhandle.
Oh.
It's kind of hot as fuck, but.
Yeah. It is uncomfortable outside.
A little hot and sticky.
Right.
Here in...
It's not like in Puerto Rico, though.
Well, no. I mean, God TBD. Damn. We're going to jinx it, but we haven't had even one of those, well, here's one to keep an eye on storms this year.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't it that Hurricane Maria where Trump helped Ryan Zinke, like, make a bunch of fucking money, like $300 million? Didn't they try, they attempted to defraud the government?
Was that that electrical company?
Yes.
Puerto Rico?
Water, big water.
That some friends of Ryan Zinke, who was literally like two people.
Yeah.
Somehow had an electrical contracting company.
Dude.
And they got a gazillion dollar contract.
Listen, there's... Dog. Listen, that hurricane... was a shit show. It was a fucking shit show. And like, that was not great. That was pretty good foreshadowing of how the rest of his reign would go, right?
Yeah, it
all
kind of
went
on,
like
I
that,
guess,
you know?
I remember.
Do you remember he threw cans of chicken at people? Or he tried
well,
to?
Sure, yeah, why not?
I mean, he was like jump shotting. He was like, shooting, you know, like tossing paper towel rolls into the crowds at Puerto Rico when he visited. He wanted that picture of himself giving out aid.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Puerto. Is he like purposely shitty or is it just something?
No, he's actually shitty.
Yeah, he is.
Boy. Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Water. What do you talk Woody. Like that? Why does he talk like that?
It's that affectation that Brooklyn...
What are...
I'm trying to get rid of my Brooklyn accent so I can speak posh.
He's got like a... It's kind of like a rapist accent.
What's this one? I recognize this sound drop. It's under a different name.
Yay! That's scary music.
That's
what happens when Elaine Chao wakes up in the morning and looks at her husband. Oh my God! What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is that? On that
they're sleeping in the same room.
What is this? What's this pile of goo doing on a pillow? Holy shit! Kill it! Oh wait, it's Mitch. Oh, this happens every morning.
They probably have wild monkey sex every morning. Oh, every please. Morning.
Get away from me.
HuffPo says, royal family says goodbye. Thousands Hello. Of funeral photos, et cetera, et cetera.
Yay.
The almost kind of final resting spot of the queen. I understand that they're putting her in the... They put her in the crypt.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
We're doing a show.
They put her in
they
the
They put
crypt.
Her in the crypt, but then they're going... Later, they're going to sneak her out and put her somewhere else.
Why?
In some chapel.
She's dead.
And then they're gonna snatch Prince Philip.
Snatch!
From the crypt.
Right.
And bring him to be with her. And oh. they're going to stay in the... Some chapel somewhere.
Oh, Philip is the guy her who was husband. Married to Elizabeth. Yes. Right. Okay. Yes, okay.
And you know, all kind of, you know, all eyes on Meghan, all eyes on Harry, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. Blah.
If you want to tune into that shit, tune into your favorite British media. Blah. Although the States is way into it. It's pretty much every headline.
According to the Crown or that whatever that show is, that I've watched
show.
The what? What's it called?
Fiction.
Oh, the Crown.
It's the Crown.
What's the difference?
Fiction.
I mean, they're figureheads. It's a bunch of actors playing figureheads. Prince Philip, and I don't know, or King Philip, whoever the fuck he is kind of a tool. You might even say a right cunt at times.
Prince Philip? I guess he was...
Yeah.
he was prone to gaffes, like racist shit occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
Sexist shit.
Right.
Last great funeral, it says, over to the Drudge Report.
Ew.
Big headline there.
Right. Well, Prince Philip wanted his name on something. He was being a real cunt about that and wanted to get rid of the name Windsor and replace it with his stupid fucking name.
In Mountbatten? In the,
Mountbatten. Mountbatten.
I believe. I think.
He told his wife, he's busy being king, and he's like, John Lithgow's coming over. I need you to convince him to... You know, it's okay to drop Windsor to go with Mountbatten. I was like, man, that's a lot of pressure to put on your wife on her first day at work, you dumb fuck. John Lithgow plays Churchill and should get he needs to get awards for that if he hasn't. I mean, Jesus.
Actually, he wasn't.
Unreal.
He wasn't either. He was. Born, his father was Prince Andrew of Greece and Denmark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's
Do
up
Greece
with that?
Greece and Denmark know that, they're sharing a king and shit?
Right.
Well,
I'd say that makes a lot of sense, though, to share a king, right?
And his mother was Prince Alice of Battenberg.
Hello?
Which I couldn't tell you where that is.
Who gives a fuck?
So he was, he was a royal ask.
Right.
Born Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark.
Ooh, how is that possible?
10 June 1921. Died 9 April 2021, age 99.
I didn't know there was a fucking, yeah, that, well,
just
see.
Last year.
If you're a rich guy who is the Prince of Greece and Denmark, you live a long time, I would think.
Until 1947, they were the Glucksbergs.
The Glucksbergs!
And then after that whole war thing,
Ew.
They thought, let's change it to a more British-sounding name.
Right.
And they became the Mountbattens.
On the Mountbattens, I am.
I believe.
Right.
So those are your headlines, everyone.
Yay.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Nothing else. See you later.
It's all the funeral.
You know, that was on the cover of the HuffPo, and I was like, fuck this. And I had to go five stories down to find, there could be a nuclear catastrophe in Ukraine because the Russians shot a big fucking missile over there. Blew out a bunch of windows in that Zaporizhia plant. But they're putting the queen in the ground, so, you know.
I don't even see that headline here.
Well, it's on a Facebook page. You know. I know I should have put a queen headline up there. Everybody else is. Jeez.
The there is other news. There was a I guess there pretty recently was a pretty significant earthquake off the coast of Mexico.
Right. Because of homosexuality.
This is just minutes ago, so this is breaking news to our live listeners.
Damn.
Alarms for a new quake came less than an hour after quake alarms warbled in a nationwide earthquake simulation. So they were testing their earthquake thing.
Right.
And then later in the day, they ended up having a real earthquake.
That's horrible because you're just going to assume that.
It's another test.
Oh, my God.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake shook 7.6. Holy shit.
I'm going to get coffee real quick. Do you want coffee?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Shook Mexico's central Pacific coast, killing at least one person, setting off a seismic alarm in the rattled capital in the anniversary of two earlier devastating quakes. The quake hit about 11 a.m., so it's it was a little bit while ago, at a depth of about 9 miles, which initially put the magnitude at 7.5. The quake was centered 23 miles southeast of Aquila, near the border of Colima and Michoacán states. The shaking set off an earthquake alarm in the capital. Oh, so it wasn't the pre-alarm. They actually have an alarm. Thank you. Yeah. They actually have an alarm that it set off. Well, no shit. Wouldn't you realize if your house is shaking down around you that you're in the middle of an earthquake? Do you need a special alarm? Alarms for the new quake came...
I need a special master.
But there were practices. Alarms for the new quake came less than an hour after quake alarms warbled.
Oh, God.
In a nationwide earthquake simulation, marking major quakes that struck on the same date in 85 and 2017.
And
stay out of Mexico on September 19th. That's very strange that they have big...
That is very weird. Like, if... It's a, you know... If you can predict an earthquake, won't that'll prove problematic, right? Like, how far in the future could you predict one? I mean, is it like hurricanes? If you can see systems forming somewhere, I don't know, some cracks in the ground
in theory,
or some bullshit.
You'd be able to see if you excuse me, if you could check the pressure.
What I don't understand is earthquakes have been going on forever. We don't have any good way of predicting them. Why?
Right.
What? Well, why? Is it? Is no one working
technology
on it?
Yeah, of course they're working
on it. Of course. Maybe just everybody thinks somebody else is working on it and really nobody's fucking working on it. What department?
Like the shark problem?
Yeah, that's true. Boy. Listen, but how do they know? I mean, what department? Who works on? Who the fuck would be predicting earthquakes? What branch?
Seismologists.
Okay, who do they work for?
Universities usually think corporations.
So you think, okay, you think somebody at like Nestle's is working on like how to predict earthquakes?
I don't know how the coffee industry water is affected by seismology.
Well, the aquifers.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said via Twitter that the Secretary of the Navy said one person was killed in the port city of Manzanillo.
You can't have earthquake drills the same day you're going to have a fucking earthquake.
Well, who are you going to yell at there? God?
Well, hey, what are these goddamn seismologists are sitting around all day at these universities drawing these fat paychecks. I don't see you guys predicting anything. They are. Fuck yeah. Well, why can't you do it? What more do you need? If you can't do it with the tools you have, ask for other shit, right? Do they not have enough resources? Why is it so hard?
Well, yeah.
Why the fuck?
Places are working on it. Every place is
working on it. God, fuck that.
We got to worry about that super volcano.
Oh, yeah, that too. There should be somebody doing that. But like,
well, they are.
Okay, a 7.6 earthquake is a massive, what?
Yes.
Massive output of energy.
Yes.
Why can't anyone figure out where in the shit that's coming from? Where does it come from?
What do you mean? The potential energy stored in the plates that are rubbing up against each other.
Right. So like, why can't they tell which plates are rubbing up against each other more? And say,
dude,
when
because they're miles earthquakes deep, come, they're miles deep down, and you
that's
don't
like
exactly
water, big water.
But, yeah,
you're a seismologist. You can't complain about having to work underground. That's your whole fucking
you
deal.
You can't necessarily tell exactly when a fault has reached its limit. And it's going to break.
The field of it's seismology owes the planet an apology for not doing shit. Wait, predict these earthquakes. I'm just kidding. If any seismologists are listening, I'm sorry. No, but
they're tuning out. Our listenership is plummeting.
Oh, like I was going to tell you guys.
We're very big with seismologists.
Oh, are we? Yeah. I'm not going to tell you when the earthquakes are going to happen. I was going to. But you were so rude.
16-year-old Carla Cardenas, a resident of Coalcoman, said it started slowly and then was really strong, continued and continued and continued.
Shit.
Until it started to relent.
There must be. Here's what you do.
I was in a couple of earthquakes in L.A. and one.
Right.
Two, kind of. One I would consider significant, but only because it was literally underneath my apartment building. It's yes. Like the epicenter was,
right.
Was like 4 blocks away.
Okay.
But it was only a 1.8 or a 1.9, but it was literally, it was 4 blocks away, and it felt like a truck had hit the building.
Yeah.
It was like, bam, and then it was nothing.
So that force, that's the epicenter. How did you know it was the epicenter? It said well, so.
I went online.
Yeah, so they know, these seismologists know
sure.
Where the epicenters are.
Yes.
Okay.
After they happen.
Right. So you can go there, like after a murder, for instance.
Right.
Look at the epicenter.
Right.
Gather evidence.
Where do you go?
Take it to the epicenter.
You go
to the epicenter.
You go, let me see, how many miles beneath the ocean floor?
Well, I don't know. Listen, man.
Here,
I don't
23,
build,
well, it's 23 miles
I don't,
out.
I don't build skyscrapers. You know what I mean? That's your job. You go where that.
Well, but it's not that easy, is what I'm saying. We don't have the technology yet to figure that shit out.
Then what do they do? Then what do seismologists do all day? I could do some amazing shit. But
they tell you where the epicenter was of the one that just hit, and they try to help predict where.
It's like saying
we know where the faults are, and we know where.
Yeah,
we know a lot of places where they believe that there are high tension
this is
areas,
wild.
And that you should like San Andreas. Right. They're like, hey, TBD, guys, if you're living in L.A., like within the next 100 years, there's just gonna be some
can't we?
Bigger quakes.
Just seems like there's some force coming from something, some place. You could shoot an equal amount of force at it to keep it where it is.
Right.
Like a missile.
Pray.
You know, if these earthquakes and hurricanes.
Oh, you don't have your headphones in.
Oh, I don't. Oh, shit.
That's why you're missing all the drops.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what we know now. Earthquake.
Mexico, I'm sorry. The scientific community is failing you. They should have been able to predict this. I mean, it happens the same time every fucking. You,
well,
if it happens at the
pretty
same.
That's fucked up. That's pretty.
No,
that's pretty weird.
There are no coincidences in science. There must be some. Hey guys,
that's not true at all.
Figure it out though. There's a reason that happened. It's not. It wasn't God.
Science proves there are coincidences.
Wait. There must be a reason it happened at the same time every year, every 365 days.
Well, that is interesting. Maybe it has something to do with weather patterns and stresses.
A pattern. A pattern.
Well, right.
Oh, my God. We found a pattern. Maybe we can predict where these fucking horrible earthquakes are going to happen
next.
Well,
we've said they can, kind of. But it's you know, it's not, hey, Thursday at 10 a.m.,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Strap in, guys.
Oh, okay. That's helpful.
It's if within the next 50 years or so, there's going to be an earthquake.
If you're the manager of seismology, you said, listen, guys, here's our new goal. We can kind of predict when earthquakes will happen. Our goal is to take out kind of. Go. There you go.
I apologize to all scientists listening.
Take it
at Rated R Comedy. Also in the news.
Woo.
The...
Like right now, seismologists, all they do is look at the shit. They just tell you how bad these are. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, since we're talking about science, let's talk about COVID.
COVID?
You know, there's still like 1,400 people a day dying of COVID.
Oh, shit.
And we don't give a shit.
In America?
Yeah.
Fuck. Are people getting vaccinated?
Oh, I lied. The 7-day average right now is 520.
I'm fully fucking boosted, motherfuckers. Why aren't the... That means people aren't getting vaccinated.
The new boost?
Huh?
The new one?
Not the new one. Can I get the new one yet? I don't think I can.
Yeah, they're out, I think.
No. God, I... No, not yet.
The COVID, the Omicron and E and D or whatever, C and D, whatever the fuck, some of the newer boys.
Well, I look forward to that. That's fun.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Boy, I love getting vaccines. You know who would love to get vaccines? Every motherfucker that died of smallpox. They would have loved that vaccine.
7-day average, 61,000 cases here in the United States.
Yes.
516 deaths a day.
God, when Trump was president, it was like 300 billion deaths a day. God.
They're saying that the newer variants.
Yes.
And or the fact that people are getting reinfected, you know, maybe you had your Omicron and now you're getting your COVID C or whatever,
right,
a different infection.
Yes.
But closely related, that the long COVID is up
because
19%
because of the combination of the variants.
And as many as 21% of people who caught the virus this summer,
yes,
ended up suffering from long COVID. Ugh. Starting 4 weeks after infection. So, like, you're sick for a few days, and then a month later you start getting sick again, and it's milder, or you know, certain symptoms, just general fatigue.
Are you less likely to get this if you're vaccinated?
I would think.
Man, fuck this.
Despite an increased level of protection against long COVID from vaccination, it may be that the total number of people with long COVID in the U.S. is increasing.
Jeez.
Said an epidemiologist.
You know, I saw there's some really great deals on cruises. I saw. Really affordable.
This epidemiologist says, I believe it's long past time to be focusing on long COVID in addition to preventing hospitalizations and deaths. So we don't give a fuck. We gave up on COVID long time, pretending it doesn't exist now.
You know,
it's like, oh, you know, it's COVID.
Well, I think if we start doing things about COVID, I think the Republicans will run on that and they'll say the Democrats are going to shut the country down. They'll probably say that anyway, you know. But that shouldn't stop people from doing the right thing.
Because
Republicans are going to be flaming fucking cunts. I mean,
in recent weeks, authorities have logged around 500,000 new COVID cases a day worldwide.
Damn! How many in Florida? We don't fucking know. We have no idea.
Oh, we'll never know.
We'll never, maybe. You're right. We'll never fucking know, because it's a shit red state.
The incidence of long COVID appears to be ticking upward, however. The high reinfection rate could be one reason. Currently, 1 in 6 people catches the virus more than once.
Yeah.
Repeat infections come with elevated risk of a whole host of problems that not coincidentally match the symptoms of long COVID.
Damn. Interesting.
The risk of long COVID isn't uniform across the population, they suggest. Young people and women are more likely to catch long COVID.
Jeez.
Young people. Because they think the higher vaccination rate among adults and seniors could explain young people getting it more.
But why women?
But they're not sure about why women.
Jeez. Man.
They're looking at that.
Fauci's quitting, right?
Retiring, yeah.
I mean, he's been there forever. It's not like he's quitting.
Years, yeah.
He's like,
how he stuck around through the Trump era, I don't fucking understand.
Hey, Fauci, if you ever want to come in to the Crab Diving Podcast and just really be honest how you feel about these maggots, you're more than welcome. And are you glad?
Fuck you, fuck you, yeah. Fuck you.
He might not he like talking about
doing
this.
His Lily Tomlin imitation. Do little you, known, he's quite the imitation guy.
Oh, yeah. Does he have to have security?
Yeah, yeah. We did that story. He had to get security during the Trump administration because the maggots want to kill him.
He must have to get a lot of security.
He would be dragged in front of Congress if they take the House. They've already said it.
That's crazy.
Jim Jordan has already sharpening the knives to drag Fauci in, subpoena him, and grill him over and over and over and over.
Man, I tell you what... reading all these fucking stories about these bastard fucking Republicans. I mean, fuck them. Fuck all of this. Just flying people around like little fuckheads. Eat a dick, you bastards. Fuck them.
Oh, God, the allergies suck today. Thank you, Jesus, for allergies. Yeah. Thank you for waking me up at 4 a.m. sneezing.
Yeah, and you didn't call in on Faithless Friday.
I even woke the dog.
Oh, really? Was she pissed? She's like, what are you doing?
Well, a little. I got up, but then I'm like laying there. I'm like, oh, now I got to go to the bathroom. So I got up and went to the bathroom, and then I'm sneezing, and I come back, and she's laying in the worst possible angle to take up the most space on my queen-sized bed or whatever.
Yeah.
So straight across the dead center.
She knows how to luxuriate.
With her legs... like a greyhound jumping, like out in front and back, like Falcor flying.
Total extension.
And then when I get in there and I'm like, move, she's like,
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah, right. She's like, it's 4 a.m.
You moved, motherfucker.
You left.
Yeah, you left.
She doesn't get up when I do.
Right.
Most of the times in the morning when I get up for work, she's in bed. Motherfucker.
Too early. So like I got a whole day ahead of me, and I'm going to be in bed a little longer. I got to bark at that cat later, because fuck that cat.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that cat.
We had an encounter this morning.
She hates that cat.
A lot of cats, but...
That cat.
Yeah. They, elsewhere in the news...
Yay! Jesus.
I've got some... carryovers from Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday leftovers.
Let's say Friday.
Okay.
Join us on Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Fortus.
Don't forget. I'm having my Twitter have problem. There we go.
Oh.
Here you go.
I speak to my home state of Illinois. You have been known for corruption. Your legacy is corruption from your highest office down to every city council.
Not untrue. Having come from Illinois.
Yeah.
This lunatic preacher not speaking lies yet.
I mean, Chicago has been corrupt as
shit. Cartoonishly corrupt.
Yeah. And the governorship, too. I mean, Springfield.
Yeah. We had quite a run on governors getting chucked into jail.
Yeah. I mean, in Rahm Emanuel sounded like a shit show up there, I guess.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. He was not well-liked at all.
Yeah.
I speak to my home state of Illinois. You have been known for corruption. Your legacy is corruption. From your highest office down to every city council, the entire state is known for corruption.
True.
But we take authority over the spirits of hell. And I speak revival to my home state of Illinois. All the way from Waukegan, all the way down to Metropolis and Centralia, I declare Holy Ghost revival to the state of Illinois.
Now, I don't
understand. All the way to Owlsip and to Oak Lawn.
He appears to have some pips.
The Highland Park.
Behind him, there's three people who are... like doing nothing. I mean, they're okay. There's the band,
right?
Oh, maybe they're the band members that aren't playing right now. It looks like they've stepped aside from their from their instruments.
Man, these mega churches, they have quite the fucking operations, right? I mean,
Yeah, he's got, well, I don't know, maybe that
Centralia!
That's not a keyboard. I don't know what that guy's doing. There's a guy in the background standing. There's a woman standing. There's another woman standing.
That could be a DJ. He could be spinning something. That could also be a multimedia DJ. Oh. That could be a VJ, in fact.
To the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, pack your bags. God is removing you from office.
God, they hate Lori Lightfoot.
Lori Lightfoot is good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been some issues,
You know, there's some issues, but
of all the mayors Chicago's had, you're telling Lori Lightfoot to leave? Are you shitting me?
I mean, I'll take Lori Lightfoot.
What about Richie Daley?
Level corruption over, you know. Anyway.
What about a Daley?
Well, yeah.
I mean, fuck.
This is Pastor Tony Suarez.
Ooh.
Telling the lesbian mayor of Chicago, pack your bags.
Jesus.
God is removing you from office.
Yeah. I mean, what about there's so many like shitty politicians in Chicago Jesus should be worried about before Lightfoot. I mean, also in the history of Chicago, I mean, this is ridiculous. This preacher's crazy.
We do have other news. I know you'd be shocked to learn about this.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's something those preachers do, though. They call people out for revival. Because a revival is like renewing your covenant with Jeeves in the sky so you don't burn in fucking hell. So, like, he's calling on the city of Chicago to have revival. I don't know how that happens. I understand in their faith how one person could do it. Shelby could do a revival, right? She could accept Jesus into
like
her
K-9ness,
life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Shelby, you don't.
I said, woo, 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 woo.
You don't want to burn in hell, do you?
Well, we got a DM.
Ooh.
From someone that says, I received. Who is this?
There's one nasty DM about there, in there somewhere about.
Oh, somebody called us libtards. That was on Facebook. Yeah,
you're nothing but libtards. Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Blah.
It's kind of funny.
I received a tip that this evening Ron DeSantis will be moving more immigrants through Bob Sykes Airport in Crestview, Florida.
Damn,
it would be a shame if the media covered this.
There's an airport in Crestview.
Interesting. Thank you for sending that.
Oh, wow. I mean,
crab diving scoop here.
It's horrible that they are moving people around like that, but it is good that they're not leaving them in Crestview. If you've been to Crestview, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where they're sending them.
In Crestview? Are they not white? That's Matt Gaetz. Oh, yeah. I'm serious. That is Matt Gaetz country. Get the fuck out of there.
They're drop shipping them, aren't they? Like he's taking them from Texas.
Yeah.
Then flying them through. That's how he did it before, right?
It's bullshit.
They conned the people in Texas, flew them here for 5 minutes so Ron DeSantis could then fly them to Martha's Vineyard to own the libs.
At some point in this country, we sit here and think, we're good. These Republicans are doing shitty things, but to the rest of the planet, that's just Americans. That's how the world sees us.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to, at some point, put a stop to this shit. This is fucking insane.
And you'll see it too.
Fuck
many
this.
Times, I was lucky enough to do some traveling, and you know, many times you're sitting quietly somewhere, and the assholes in the area,
yes,
are some fucking Americans.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and Brits. No offense. Remember, it was the Brit guy who whipped out his little dangler and peed over the railing at in Amsterdam, sitting there trying to have a beer. Big giant oaf whips out his dick and just pees over the side of the little bridge that was covering one of the fjords.
Who is a piss fjord even? Who's worse, soccer fans or football fans? U.S. football fans or
Sulco
well,
fans.
6-1. I mean,
no,
you've got some Raiders fans that, you know, can get drunk and stabby. You've got crazy
Vikings.
You got crazy fans everywhere. Yeah. But some places more known than others. I saw there's some.
Are they worse than like Manchester United people?
You know, when the Queen died, one of the reasons that allegedly they were trying to cancel all the soccer games was because they were worried that people weren't going to be respectful.
Fucking Christ.
Of the Queen. And then I played that one, right?
Yeah.
Did I in Scotland?
Oh, yeah. You did because it was hard to understand. I think. I kind of remember that.
It was a moment of silence that they were going to have for the Queen.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I mean, listen, man, we're talking about a queen in 2022. I mean, I think people are pretty respectful considering, I mean, you know, it's crazy.
It was very, God, no, I can't find that clip. You know what? I might have retweeted. No, I don't think I did.
Crab diving retweet.
I'll find it though. But there's Shelby, get on that. But then there's another one in Ireland.
Right. They don't like the Queen in Ireland.
They don't like the monarchy.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, why?
You know, she was the obvious face of the
if it was me, I would have left instructions. I was under no circumstances do you cancel the soccer games because I'm dead. Who gives a shit? It doesn't fucking matter. Please. Grow up. That's what I would have said. Love the fucking Queen. You know what I mean? That'll make people hate me more, but I'll be dead. What do I care, right? Did the Queen leave instructions and things for all of these?
Lizzie's in a box in a box. Lizzie's in a box.
I mean, you know, I don't think it matters if you cancel soccer. Don't cancel soccer. What? Don't cancel soccer because somebody died. You know what I mean. That Lizzie's in a box. Jeez. That's some rough feedback. Not everybody likes the fucking Queen, okay? That's the way it is. In history, there's no monarch that was totally fucking popular. And they stayed in power by cutting people's fucking heads off, historically, right?
This is in 2005. Fans of the Protestant football club Hearts FC booed during the minute of silence for Pope John Paul. A Church of Scotland moderator said the minute of silence was ill-advised to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, fuck the Catholics.
Yeah, thinking.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It's
If you hate the royal family, clap your hands. If you hate the royal family, clap your hands. This is...
I mean, listen. It's so like, hey, was Prince Andrew allowed at the funeral procession
yeah,
today?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Not in uniform today.
Oh, that's bullshit. He could wear his uniform.
Well, he and Andrew... I know way too much about this. He and Andrew... Or Andrew and Harry, who is no longer working royal, both removed for very different reasons.
Harry because he dresses up like a Nazi, and Andrew because
no,
he likes
Harry because he quit and moved to America.
Oh, Harry and Meghan Markle. He married the black woman, and they don't like that.
Many don't. Yes.
Wait a second. Is Harry is cast out for marrying a black woman?
No.
Prince Andrew is cast out for.
For fucking an underage woman.
And shit. Is that the same in the eyes of the royal family?
I mean, if a bunch of racists... Okay, let's go 5 minutes
these
to the
fucking
north.
People. I mean,
let's go to Alabama and say, what do you think is worse?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Having sex with a 16-year-old white girl or having sex... sex with a 21-year-old black girl.
Is one of them my cousin? You know what I mean? That's what they would say.
Bonus points.
That's what they would say. I have no idea. I don't know.
So, I mean.
And also, in a way, Prince Andrew should be like, listen, historically, I mean, what I did was bad, but historically.
You can't count that.
Historically, if you go back to the 1400s, the King of England's doing all kinds of bad shit. Come on.
You can't count.
They're putting people in like Iron Maidens. It's the same thing, though, same job. Prince Andrew must be, listen, Queen. Listen, Mother.
Hurricane Fiona.
Right.
Has caused catastrophic destruction in urban areas. I'm going to officially cross Puerto Rico off of my retirement island list.
Why?
Catastrophic destruction in urban areas, killing at least one person. It's right there, and it's right dead center in Hurricane Alley. Please come hit
us. The rent is so cheap. I saw a meme explaining how cheap the rent was. You just have to live somewhere on the island where the hurricane won't fuck with you.
The slow-moving storm dumped more than 21 inches of rain in the last 24 hours in Puerto Rico's second-largest city, Ponce, according to the U.S. Geological Survey.
Yes.
One station near Ponce got more than 31 inches over 2 days.
Damn. Jeez.
Downpours capable of producing flash floods were expected to continue well into Tuesday.
Ew.
The intense rain is overflowing rivers, triggering landslides, destroying homes, roads, and bridges. The governor estimates billions in damage.
Fuck these storms, man. Maybe Trump had a point. We should nuke these motherfuckers. He thought if you nuked a storm, it would dissipate it.
Well, I think he read somewhere on 4chan that somebody suggested that
billions of dollars of damage done by that storm that's hitting Puerto Rico.
Yes.
You're telling me billions of dollars. But if you shot a missile at it when it was far enough away from the land, would the damage be more than $1 billion? Is it better to nuke these storms?
And spread a nuclear cloud of radioactive waste? 200-mile-an-hour winds in all directions? Yeah, what a great idea.
You got flash floods. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna buy Greenland.
Also in the news. Why is that not opening? Don't know. Facebook's being cunty.
Right.
We've got our former president. You may have heard of him.
Oh, Schittler?
Still.
Is he alive? I thought he did.
Yeah, well, he had a hate rally over the weekend.
Okay. Nine!
And it was, well, trending.
Yes.
While it was going on was Jim Jones.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, Nazi shit because, God.
Well, no, Jim Jones is pretty, I mean... And the ending, did you see? Now he's got like creepy, like the same music that fucking John Voight puts on his his weird hostage videos.
God, what are these rallies for?
We all love America, and this creepy,
God, John.
Dour music going on in the background. Trump did that at his hay rally.
Angelina Jolie is like, hey, Dad. You want to chill out? I saw that last clips from those last hate rallies. Well, I mean, that's John Voight, I guess. God.
Plus, not the greatest crowd.
What does that mean?
Because
it's not very big.
There was a big college football game on the same night.
Why would you do
in
that?
In Ohio.
That is your same demo. Yeah. I know this.
Yep. It's
the same fucking demo. You go out, you see all these front billers hanging out of these fucking bars. They all have college football. They all have fucking Trump.
And apparently, the Waddle Nazis have decided on their salute.
Waddle Nazi! Nine!
It's one finger up in the air like you're at a concert. And you're.
Do you swing your hips too? Or
Forward and backwards.
Why don't they just do the Heil Hitler? That worked for a lot of people back in the day. You guys should use it. It fits.
Irregularities and fraud. And we have a president who is cognitively impaired and in no condition to lead our country.
This music
is this a joke?
No, this music is what's going on.
Video.
And look at these for those here in the studio audience. Look at these images. This is the creeps with their fingers up there.
And in no condition to lead our country, which may end up in World War III. We are a nation that no longer has a free press and has no fair press any longer.
You fucking bitch! You little fucking bitch! You fucking baby! Grow up, you fuck! He whining about? What's that little bitch whining about? Nothing's fair.
Yeah, how creepy is that?
Fuck you, you little fucking Nazi. Pull up your diapers.
And he's sharing, he's just outwardly sharing QAnon shit now. He doesn't give a fuck.
Is he such a sad little bitch Republican
this
Nazi?
This is all he's got left.
No one likes me. You're right.
The Jumbotron shit? Says Donald Trump Save America Rally Ohio, and this is the music they're playing.
This is just Ohio. This sounds like it's the
Lord
Battle
of the Rings.
The Battle of Helm's Deep.
Yeah, it's like he picks up the ring.
Meet me at Dayton. Rally at Columbus.
Keith Olbermann tweeted, "We must face the reality. We must use the real worlds. After Saturday, real words. After Saturday's rally, the modified Sieg Heil, the music, the QAnon madness, Trump is America's Hitler."
They're says Nazis. Keith Olbermann. They're Nazis. They're Nazis. They're Nazis. Fucking Nazis. He's right. They're fucking Nazis. Nazi, 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 Nazi. Go fuck yourself.
This guy says, in case you missed it, the pre-speech mix at Trump's rally in Youngstown, Ohio featured The Undertaker's music.
That is
wrestling.
Somebody,
I'll bet that's what that shit is.
Yeah, they
it's
know
wrestling music.
They know their fan base. Sorry. God. What shit culture we find ourselves in. Holy shit. Is there anything we can do to pull ourselves out of this?
I guess Three Doors Down was busy.
Fuck those motherfuckers. They're dead to me. Jeez. Yeah, they're Nazis. One finger salute. Who thought of
Trump,
that?
Trump rally clip goes viral as crowd engages in bizarre salute. And this is a bunch of creepy old white people with their fingers in the air.
Can I say, I want this bizarre word, it's not bizarre. It's a Nazi salute. There's nothing bizarre about it. Lots of people have done it, and lots of people are doing it. And there's nothing bizarre about what they're doing. It's Nazi white supremacy shit, and it's all over the fucking place. These little bitches are everywhere. They're tiki torches. Fuck them.
Tiki torch.
Yeah, they're all over the fucking place.
You will not replace us.
Yeah, we had the little bitch.
You will not replace
us. The little bitch whiny Nazis in the khakis with the tiki torches from Lowe's. And then we have the weird little bitch methy Nazis that stormed the Capitol. Those kinds of Nazis. And
oh
then
God.
There's
so Trump didn't get invited to the funeral
for
the
queen.
You'll be shocked to learn.
Everyone's sad, and no one wants to be upset. We're not bringing the Nazi. Why don't you, did Viktor Orban, was he invited?
But get this, he tweeted, or truthed, a picture of the cathedral where they had the final ceremony.
Okay.
One of the 57,000 final ceremonies. No offense, Brits.
I'm not dead yet.
You guys are way into your funerals.
Yeah, it's wild.
Included an image showing Biden, who arrived late at the funeral, taking his seat near the back of the Abbey. Trump said, "This is what happened to America in just two short years. No respect.
However, so Trump would have been like, why am I not sitting in the front row?
Oh, yeah. Remember all those
he
fucking...
He would have demanded.
Those photos with all the world leaders and that little shitty, little selfish, totalitarian
heel. He pushed some Nordic president out of the way.
He was rude to the queen, though, right? I mean, he stood in front of her.
Well, he cut in front of her because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
And Theresa May visited the White House. He grabbed her hand, drug her down the colonnade.
No respect. However, a good time for our president to get to know the leaders of certain third world countries. If I were president, they wouldn't have sat me back there, and our country would be much different than it is right now.
No, go fuck yourself.
How sad.
Go fuck yourself, you motherfucker. What do we got to... What do we got to do to get some long COVID? This fucking...
And maybe he was back there because he was late.
Why are you late, Biden? How the shit are you fucking late to this?
Moving presidents is a big deal.
You're in an airplane. You just fucking...
Especially in the middle of London when all the... everything's crazy now because of all this funeral stuff.
The queen. Jeez.
So there you go, Trump taunting President Biden
from where he was seated on the
he got there late back and seated in the back.
Did somebody tell him that? Is that little rape weasel Jason Miller, waddle Nazi in or whatever the fuck? And he say, "Hey, listen, did you see this picture of Biden? They set him at the back. You should say something about that on True Social. That would be funny." Is that what happens?
On Grindr.
Have we forgot? What's this special match? What on Grindr? DM me on Grindr.
What about the special master? They've appointed a special master, and
are they just still?
He will be reviewing.
Is it taking a sweet time, or what's going on?
No, they've got a deadline.
Get on it.
September, November 30th.
November fucking 30th.
Yeah.
It's September 20th.
Yeah.
The 19th today. That's more than a month. What else are you working on? Hey,
there's thousands of documents, and many of them are to the point where this guy can only look at them himself.
Because he's
a former FISA court judge. So he has had the tippiest, secretest clearance.
What about
and
that?
And even staff can't look at the shit they're handing him.
But what was the process going to be without the special master? Is somebody
keep investigating and figuring
so now
out
the what... DOJ has to wait until this one asshole looks at each.
Well,
document.
No, because the DOJ has filed for an emergency stay of that Trump judge's decision. To make them stop investigating. They don't give a shit kind of about the special master because it's already done. They've already gone through the documents.
Right.
But the pausing of the investigation is not great.
I mean, ouch. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, Don't we want to know why did Trump have information on who Macron was fucking?
Why not?
Well, I mean,
well, we don't know,
but
that.
Why?
But I
mean, why do you have that alleged other shit? I mean, it's just like
because that's how Trump rolls. It's how he's rolled for years. That's why he and that Pecker dude were
the tabloid guy.
Yeah, were such great buds.
Yeah. Now these national secrets. Floating the fuck around. We got one fucking special master's going through this shit.
And we knew that they were gonna probably not do anything before the election.
No
as
reason.
Far as like indictments or anything that.
Listen, we don't want to rush this. It's just nuclear secrets that we don't know where they are. And we'll figure it out. Just you gotta be patient. It's nuclear weapons we're talking about. It's fine. We'll get the special master out. We'll get one special master to do everything.
Oh. Strap in, everybody.
Jeez.
There's a apparently, we have a new journalist and a new.
Yes.
person who makes documentaries.
Okay.
Here, interviewing the former guy.
Okay.
On his new, quote, special.
Right.
With Donald Trump. Mm-mm-mm. Is none other than who we just referenced before. John fucking Voight.
We just talked here about
he is
this guy.
Interviewing Trump. You got to hear this.
Oh,
shit.
My God. Get your balls
and she came in and you said, I hear you're having a little bit of a difficulty. And she said, well, I have some cancer issues. And
tearing up.
Is
John Voight
crying.
Is earning his
does he have an Academy
Oscar.
Award?
Yes. I think, doesn't he, for Midnight Cowboy?
I think so.
Am I wrong?
Everybody's talking at me.
He
they don't hear a word I'm saying.
So
that's Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know that. John Voight, a prominent Hollywood conservative, interviewed former President Trump on Sunday night for, quote, a new documentary.
Yes.
Celebrating the historic Abraham Accords. This is that bullshit.
What is that?
In Israel.
Okay.
Where Jared saved Mideast peace. And they had the Abraham Accords. Except the Palestinians, you know, kind of weren't invited. So this is propaganda from John Voight. It's just bullshit.
So
here he is.
So Jared forged peace in the Middle East without talking to the Palestinians. That makes it easier, doesn't it? This works with one side.
John Voight is referencing it. He said he heard about a time. So he heard this.
Okay.
That Trump said he would pay for cancer treatments for one of his golf course employees.
This is what
he's referencing.
I don't believe that.
And she came in and you said, I hear you're having a little bit of a difficulty. And she said, well, I have some cancer issues. And see, I'm getting emotional. See, this is from you keep saying the champ. You can't watch the champ without crying. Well, I can't go through this story without crying. And you said,
what a mess. What a mess.
He is mentally fucked up. He's fucked up.
You know, Donald Trump sits down with John Voight, a Newsmax exclusive.
Jesus Christ.
Three winners.
Wait. Where's the journalist?
John Voight is the new journalist. Apparently.
At Newsmax.
He's doing the interview.
John! Damn, dude. Snap out of it, motherfucker. You can still save yourself, can't you? No, get out of this maggot.
In the year 2020, the most significant advancement toward peace in the Middle East was formed. It was an agreement that created new relationships in a manner that had never been attempted before, and it has achieved results that have exceeded all expectations.
Yeah, talk to
what is he talking about?
Talk to the Palestinians.
I think what people like John Voight and probably Kushner think is like, we don't really need to include the Palestinians in any of this because we're just going to have Israel light them up.
Well, yeah.
And that's probably what they think.
Wasn't that where Israel, the UAE, Bahrain, and Morocco, and Sudan.
Yeah.
Those are the accords. That's bringing stability to the Middle East.
Don't you need, Palestine in there?
No.
Fucking countries.
No. It's just a bunch of crap. But there you go. John Voight, it's 20 minutes long if you want to listen
for
to
the
it.
Whole thing. The yeah. Interview, so, sure.
Here, I'll skip forward. Let's do a random.
He's talking to Trump.
Drop in with Trump. He doesn't talk to Trump for the whole 20
is
minutes.
John Voight
into
Jesus? It's
a documentary about Trump.
Is John into Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Way into Jesus now.
God.
Abraham was told when he went to Canaan, which was Israel, your son Isaac, and then Jacob.
What a dumb
These
question I just
will be
asked.
The base of this land that I'm going to give you. Your people will eventually be a multitude of people, and 400 years from now, they're going to be slaves in Egypt. I will come and get them, and I will prepare them and bring them to the land, this land that you're on. And then we will begin to develop this land toward righteousness.
Yeah.
And we know what happened. They went to the land, and
lots and lots of drugs in the 70s.
We're going to...
Right? Just pounds of cocaine and meth, and not meth, that was pre-meth, but
this explains that. That explains this.
Psychedelics in horse dosage.
Do you think he's got like a piece of acid lodged in his epiglottis that's just been sitting there for years, just making him fucking bananas?
Unfortunately, these people turn their back on God's statutes. And God said, if you do this, through the prophets, he said this, you're going to be taken from this land. Horrors are going to take place for you because this is...
Trump is nodding like, oh, totally. I know exactly what part you're talking about.
Does Trump talk during this at all?
You know, it's, a lot of John Voight.
You're so verbose, motherfucker.
Talking at Trump.
I think if I was doing a movie, if I was doing a biopic about Lou Dobbs, I think I would have John Voight play the title.
Oh, that would be good.
The titular character.
Yeah, I think that would be good. It's good casting.
Thank you.
Billions of dollars into the economies of all the countries involved.
And when I became president, and even before I became president, I spoke very favorably about Israel.
Jews. I like Jews. We all like Jews. Who doesn't like Jews?
Golan Heights, as an example.
The Golan Heights were yet another attempt by the Israelis to trade land for peace. The Israelis captured the Golan Heights from Syria during the Six-Day War in 1967. After a ceasefire had been called between Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, the Israeli Knesset was prepared to return the Golan...
He's an actor! You were an actor! You were a star! John Voight was a huge star, and he would be doing, if he hadn't lost his mind, he could be...
Well, he's still acting.
He's not going to, no one's going to put
him in. You saw him just tear up sitting in front of Trump pretending like he believes the story of Trump paying for someone's cancer treatments.
See, if John Voight would have played his cards right, he would have been a wizard in Lord of the Rings. He would have been maybe some... evil Jedi or some Sith Lord in a Star Wars, maybe a Star Trek thing. But now
he could be in Kevin Sorbo's next movie.
I was about to say he's gonna be Kevin Sorbo's fucking dad and he's gonna be father of Hercules.
Donald Trump.
Who's this?
I've always had a good relationship with people of the Jewish faith. I've got along with them very well. Great respect. For what
they work
done,
for me.
I love those greedy bastards. Love how they...
they work for me.
What is he going to say about what...
Got along with them very well. Great respect for what they've done, what they've accomplished.
The promises that were made...
I thought he was about to say, I've hired a lot of them.
I've got accountants and lawyers.
What they've accomplished, the Jews...
Wait, don't we have him on tape somewhere saying, don't hire a black guy, that you should... hire a black accountant. There was a story in one of the books that he fired a black accountant and said, you got to be a Jew.
Right. And then he grabbed that accountant by the pussy.
Paid to bring our embassy into Jerusalem, for instance, happened under this president, Donald Trump.
Jerusalem is recognized.
Under this president, he raised his hand to the sky like
Angel,
my God,
you sound so excited. He sounds so out of it. I think at the end of this he had to call Angelina Jolie to pick him up because he can't drive. There's no way you could drive after all this semen loss. I hope you're taking...
Hard to believe he raised a daughter who kept her boyfriend's blood in a vial around her neck.
But she turned out good, right? I mean, you know, she adopted all those kids.
Yes,
you know.
And she does lots of good charity work and stuff.
You know, man, it's. I mean, why is he so fucked up?
Again, 70s, man.
Is it just because he was hanging out with Rip Torn, beating the shit out of each other, jabbing needles everywhere, just being...
Now I have a feeling he's always been batshit. So it's like, is John like Voight, torn.
Is John Voight a QAnon? Is John Voight QAnon, yes or no? Predictions. Will John Voight...
Well, how Q? Like,
is he like QAnon?
He thinks Kennedy's coming back, or...
Is he QAnon?
Or he thinks that I guess QAnon, you got to have the World Pedophile Network. It's got to be a basic.
Right. You got
to
be...
To be into a QAnon. Because you could be an election denier and not a QAnon lunatic.
Can you?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, yeah. I think John Voight would be a good QAnon too. If he was actually QAnon. If he was Q. Would that shock you?
Yes.
Okay.
I there's no way he's dropping enigmatic crumbs in code for people.
Maybe
he's doing what he does. He puts his face on the camera and speaks very dramatically, as if every single word that he says is backed up by the gravitas of the universe.
Do you think he sends a link to Angelina Jolie? He's like, hey, look what I've been working on. I just want to share this with you.
No. I don't think, well, maybe, I don't know what the latest is with them. They for a while, they were quite estranged.
They're both really good actors.
Okay.
It's a shame that they couldn't do something together that he's so crazy.
Lots of craziness.
Yeah.
Lots of crazy.
Right.
Angelina Jolie's trending for some reason, actually.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why.
Right. Oh, she's going to run for something. I think she's running for office. She can run for president. 2024.
Somebody put out a tweet that said, not everyone can be Gal Gadot, but that's okay. And it's a picture of Angelina Jolie, and now people are discussing her for some reason.
Somebody fucked up. They mistook Angelina Jolie for Gal Gadot or vice versa.
No, no. They're talking about...
Who wins in a fight?
Like, who's a badass action hero.
I think Gal Gadot, wasn't she actually, didn't she do Israeli military service or
Everybody
something?
Has to do Israeli
yeah, military service. Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Gal Gadot could beat up Angelina Jolie, probably, you know.
Probably.
Okay. Shit, man. Brad Pitt's all stoned and shit over there. No, Gal Gadot's gonna fucking mop the floor with everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay. We did pretty good. You know, what does that tell the Republican consultants and those in Washington, D.C. that
all the experts,
MAGA Republicans or Trump Republicans are not the future of our party? Well, here's the real deal, Brian. It's those rhinos, those consultants, you know, the Bush-Cheney holdovers and diehards. They are the last. They're like dinosaurs. They're dying off. We are the new Republican Party, and we're a reflection of what the people want. We won our primaries really big, and we're just so grateful to our district.
Which is not true. They did not win their primaries big. A couple of them did.
Hey, and I don't give a fuck. You're a fucking Nazi fascist.
That's Margie, by the way.
You're a Nazi fascist. That wants to take people's rights. You want to restrict voting, so I don't give a shit who votes on
Bush
you.
Bush and Cheney.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're not good enough.
Rhinos, and they're the old party.
Cheney shot a guy in the face while he was vice president, and if anybody asked him anything about it, he was like, hey, fuck you, I'm the vice president, suck my dick. I mean, those guys were... They lied us into a war, Margie! They aren't good, they aren't shitty enough for you? Holy shit.
Well, and that's, you know, they think again that this is their, that they're in the majority, which is profoundly wrong.
Right. Incorrect.
She
would love John Ashcroft. Remember him?
I guess, but she might even think he's a rhino.
Fuck, man. I mean, what the
well,
fuck?
Right. That's how batshit crazy they are now.
They're Nazis.
Also in L News.
Yes.
That was John Voight.
Right.
Losing his mind.
That's a good, everything's... Trump. Did John Voight's on Newsmax. Hi, I'm John Voight. Welcome to Newsmax.
Yeah, yeah.
That is insane.
Discipling children is the single most important thing we can do with our lives. They don't.
It's Matt Gaetz. No, no, I'm sorry. This is.
you got me.
This is a Christian asshole at some Christian asshole conference. George Barna is his name, but listen to this.
Discipling?
Guy.
Discipling children is the single most important thing we can do with our lives. They don't have to be your children. Maybe they're going to be your grandchildren.
Hey!
Maybe they'll be your neighbor's children.
Indoctrinate other kids in the neighborhood.
Stay away. You can stay away from people's kids and
lure them in with candy and tell them that
you're
going to show them some beautiful love.
And also, like, maybe this guy shouldn't have kids.
Children. Maybe they're going to be your grandchildren. Maybe they'll be your neighbor's children. Maybe they'll be other children who you work with in a sports league, in some kind of a musical group, in some kind of an extracurricular.
Maybe you're in a boy band and you can spread your love to the other boys in the band.
This guy needs to pump the brakes, stop what you're doing, quit spreading this shit, whatever you're talking
about. In some kind of an extracurricular activity.
You need a hobby.
Doesn't matter who the children are, recognize that you can disciple them. You do that through the relationship you build with them. You do that through what you model for them. You do that through what you verbally teach to them. You do that through how you hold them accountable for learning these lessons and living them. Discipling children is the single most important thing we can do with our lives. They don't have to be your children.
That is the most appropriate drop ever. I mean, that fits perfectly with this perv. Jesus Christ,
teaching
man.
Children to hold a proper biblical worldview is the single most important thing any Christian adult can do. They don't have to be your children.
Man.
Maybe they'll be your neighbor's children.
Hey, Jesus, I know you love the little children, all the little children of the world. You should check in on this, though, because a lot of your people are diddling these little children and doing creepy things. It's very weird. This guy's discipling? You're going to disciple other people's kids? Hey, you mind if I come over and disciple your kids? What the fuck? Go home, motherfucker. Get a hobby. Is there anything that we could suggest this asshole watch on Netflix that would take his mind off discipling children? Anything we could do?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe duct tape him to a chair.
No John Voight movies.
Oh, yes. Oh, what an ass.
When the Nazis attacked Jewish stores and got away with it, that told people persecution, real genocidal persecution is.
Okay. So where do you think this is going? These are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The maggots are persecuted.
There you
right?
go. These ding, are. Ding, our Eric Metaxas. We played him before. He's a right-wing commentator, goose-stepping fascist asshole.
Nine!
Lunatic. And this other guy, who I've never heard of, John Zemirak is his name.
Zemirak.
That's the guy speaking. It says, you just call him a right-wing commentator.
When the Nazis attacked Jewish stores and got away with it, that told people persecution, real genocidal persecution is down the road. Right now in America, our government and the leftist institutions that support it, from the Ivy League to large numbers of churches, to the mainstream of the Republican Party, which supports it by being afraid to fight it. It's reminding me of the buildup in the 1990s in Rwanda, the buildup towards genocide.
So they think this asshole thinks
the visual
that everyone is going to rise up against him.
Listen, close the mini blinds and hide under your bed, you stupid shitbag.
It reminds me of Rwanda. Of Rwanda.
Explain how creepy
Christian the white Christian persecution that's happening right now.
That guy is the
master race.
He's a very creepy looking motherfucker. You know what I mean? Isn't he creepy?
The Hutus were the majority, but they didn't they weren't as wealthy or successful as the minority Tutsis. So they resented them. They wanted their stuff. They wanted their power. They wanted their money. And they started demonizing the Tutsis, calling them cockroaches on radio shows. News hosts would refer to Tutsi cockroaches. The way I see people talking about white people, about Christians.
You mean the way Christians have talked about other people for, yes. I don't know, still? You know, forever?
You know what it is? It's like this guy, people are like, let's say somebody wants to recognize a pronoun. You want to be called by a certain pronoun. Because you do that, he thinks that makes Christians cockroaches. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and that we think they're assholes for refusing to acknowledge that same-sex marriage is a thing.
Yeah.
That the rest of civilized society does not want to kill gay people.
Can we come get their tax-exempt status and all that shit for their property taxes? I mean,
that would be instant if I became emperor.
Yeah, and let me tell you, this guy with his big fat weird little Jeebus head next to the blinds. It's like he's looking through the blinds like, ooh, look at that big scary world out there. He's just a fucking paranoid maniac.
About so-called Christian nationalists, they talk about us the same way.
Okay, John, I want
to... Yeah, yes, because you're dangerous to our society.
You're horrible.
Nobody wants to genocide you, but bang the pots and pans very loudly to make you slither back to the deepest parts of the cesspool where you came from.
That's a good point. No one wants to genocide you, but the problem is your side or whatever that is, you guys are very prone to the genocidal type things. So we're screaming about that. That doesn't mean we're doing genocide.
You're Holy saying shit, we're upset because you won't let us genocide you. This is what the Christians are saying. We're upset because you won't let us violently take over and force you to worship our God and hate gay people like we should. We're very upset by that. Why don't you let us do that? That's not fair. You're trying to kill us.
Then why? Okay.
We're not.
People are trying to kill you. Then explain all these Christian nationalists hanging out, doing a weird, like, Walmart-style fucking Heil Hitler. A discount Heil Hitler with the finger up.
Whereas we, the church, are God's governing body on the earth. We have been given legal power from heaven.
Meanwhile, these guys are doing the actual Nazi salute. These Christians are just putting their hands up because they're praying. They're not doing a Nazi salute, wink, wink, wink. They're praying to the Lord.
It's like... I'll quit screaming about these people being Nazis when they stop being Nazis. Come on, man. Nazis. This Christian
called Christian
shit.
Nationalists. They talk about us the same way.
Okay, John, I want to interrupt. I wrote an article, folks. I think it was back in April.
Yeah, hold on, John. I just came.
I wrote an article on my WordPress blog site.
I wrote an article, folks. I think it was back in April or May.
Folks.
It was published at the Stream. And it was written by Russell Moore, who's the head of Christianity Today.
Who cares? Now,
okay. Think of this. The head of Christianity Today. And it was an article in very highfalutin language.
Highfalutin.
Doing exactly what John just said. Demonizing people who are culturally or politically conservative, who are white, demonizing them. In the pages of...
For what? What did he say was the problem,
I remember
you Nazi
this.
Fuck, Eric Metaxas?
I remember what he's referencing. This is
an article
deal, right?
In very highfalutin language doing exactly what John just said, demonizing people who are culturally or politically conservative, who are white, demonizing them in the pages of Christianity Today. I wrote a response to it, which John published at stream.org. But I want to tell you, we're not making this up. If you ignore this now, you become part of the problem. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. This is really wicked. I want to be honest. I want to be clear. This is really wicked. John is not exaggerating about this.
Oh, boy.
But what are they upset about?
God, the butt hurt.
If you're going to be a Christian nationalist, supernova level. If you're going to be Nazi-like, then don't. People are going to call you a Nazi.
Oh, how dare you? You want to kill me?
Well, I mean, I don't have the tools. So all I have are the tools to call you out on being a Nazi. That's all I have. And that's all you can do is demonize Nazis. What else are you supposed to do? What else am I supposed to do when I find out someone's a Nazi but demonize them?
Right.
Sadly, we can't do anything else but that.
Loss of privilege.
Yeah.
It's just they're losing their
minds.
Sorry, Nazis. They're losing their minds. Sorry, white guys. Sorry. But you're just going to have to realize that you got to share with everybody.
Yeah, and you're the bad
in
person.
The playpen.
That's the other thing. It's like you have to start thinking about yourself as the aggressor or the bad person because you're not the good person. Sorry.
No, but that's our part of their whole religion's vibe is the victim, cosmic victimhood.
Yeah. Mystic victim.
Look, we're all sinners. And we need Jesus to repent so we can get into that place when we die that with all the clouds and the angels and the harp music and shit.
There's not even any dogs
like hell,
up there.
Honestly, but yeah.
It's just people and no animals. Is that correct? You learned that in Catholic school.
It depends on who you talk to, yeah.
It depends. Are there birds?
It depends on who you talk to.
Fuck me.
Ask Cat Kerr.
We need...
And there's amusement parks and Western movie sets in heaven.
Listen, if the deal is there's a set of behaviors you have to abstain from in order to get to heaven, we need to know what the deal is. What do you get in heaven? What happens? Because if it's not worth it, well, people are going to like, well, I'm going
to hang out with God.
What's he like?
He's or so she much like? Fun.
What do they do? Is there a pool? Can I get in? I like water.
If you want one, probably. I mean, if you listen to Cat Kerr.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
I just need a brochure so I can tell what's going on up there. If I want to go or not.
Now, there's one last person I wanted to rip on. I wish I had a little more time, but I'm going to mention him. It's this idiot, Matt Walsh. Who knows what I'm talking about? Matt Walsh. Who knows what? He's a conservative talking head. He is a Catholic.
Ooh, dun, dun, dun. This is Jonathan Shelley.
Wait, wait, wait.
Steadfast Baptist Church preacher.
He's complaining about a Catholic?
Who took a moment away from complaining that people don't like him because he preaches that gay people should be killed.
Right.
He is now going after Matt Walsh.
Okay.
Who let's not mince words. Matt Walsh is a cancerous a nut lump of a human being.
We're all out of nut lumps at the Golden
He's a conservative
Crown.
Talking head. He is a Catholic. He's Catholic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Honestly.
He said it twice.
He wants you to know how evil he is.
He's Catholic. Honestly, he's Catholic in name only. The guy's not even a Catholic, folks.
Folks.
This guy is a grifter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
He
I just
know.
Went blind.
Jeez.
From the irony, I guess.
Ouch.
Or the projection.
I just got hit with lightning.
Or whatever you want to call it from this guy.
Damn.
This is great, though.
He just caused an earthquake.
This is a good sign.
That they're going after each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
This means that the piece of the crazy pie is getting smaller.
Right.
And that now they're going after each other.
They're going to go after each other's crazy pie.
Right.
And he recently paired up with Ben Shapiro.
Uh-oh. A Catholic teaming up with a Jew.
How is this guy?
Dun, dun, dun.
Listen, dude, you got to get over your anti-Semitism. Because if you could, you would find camaraderie with Ben Shapiro. You would... agree with him on lots of things, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. You guys can be bigots together, but he's Jewish, so what? I mean, God.
Well, they killed Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know who's Catholic and who's not. I don't know what people are. I don't go around asking. Why are these people like fucking preoccupied with that? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are there any other things that you give a flying fuck about with other people? What's your favorite movie? What bands do you like? You like any art? Do you have a dog? Anything. What do you watch on TV?
I don't give whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
I said certified freak. There's some 7 days a week. Wet ass P word. Make that pull out game week. Yeah. You effin' with some wet ass P word.
I mean, you know, it's so funny that you can say the word P word is different than pussy. Isn't that strange? It's just
wet ass P word.
What happens to people's eardrums if you say pussy? Do they explode and ooze out your fucking nostrils or something?
This guy is a grifter. And he recently paired up with Ben Shapiro, the Jew.
God, proves that dude.
It was capitalized, it almost sounded, right? Like Ben Shapiro, the Jew.
You know, you'd be shocked.
God, these people are disgusting.
I hear comedians say that all the time. They'll be like, you know, because he's a Jew or the Jew. Oh, yeah.
I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
They're anti-Semitic.
I don't get it.
They're stupid.
Okay. Now, there's one last person
I don't get any of it.
Yeah.
He recently paired up with Ben Shapiro, the Jew, which proves that he's not Catholic. Why would any Catholic commentator go and work for a Jew? It's like, have you ever read history? I mean, this is bizarre.
Have you ever read the history written by anti-Semitic motherfuckers? What the shit is going on?
I mean, this is bizarre,
it's
folks.
Ben Shapiro, though!
But of course, when both religions are of the devil, they can usually find unity around satanic things.
There we
Catholicism?
Go. Catholicism and Judaism. Judaism
of the devil, guys. Of the devil. What about evangelicalism or whatever you're into, you stupid shit?
They can usually find unity around satanic things.
Yeah.
It's like, well, but we got this great documentary from Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is a false prophet leading everybody to hell.
Don't forget, this is the same church that does not like them some Greg Locke. Remember? They're sniping at each other.
I think, you know what I think? I think this is more about showmanship. It's more about money. It's more about power. This is not about being close to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I forgot one thing. I forgot the most important thing for these people. Raping children. I think it's about that as well. That's one of the most important things.
We got first and last names of six witches that are in our church. And you know what's strange? Three of you are in this room right now.
Mic drop. That's when he did that little dance.
Yes.
And he tapped the microphone, hopping on one leg.
You know what this sounds like? American Idol or one of those TV shows. We have six witches. Three of them are in room. The other three are going home. I'm sorry. Pack your broomsticks and your crosses and your cauldrons. Pack your knives, witches.
That's Greg Locke, in case you forgot.
He's something else. And, you know, listen, we hear a lot of crazy people. That guy is out there.
Greg?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Six, we got the names of six witches.
Is that an old one, right?
Yes.
Is that the witches thread is kind of wrapped up and they've moved on to another storyline? Or
I mean, I guess he's gotten, they've gotten rid of most of the witches.
Is there a room at his mega church with a bunch of whiteboards and
he's got
and bulletin boards with
tent, right?
Doesn't with he? 3x5 index cards. And like, do we want to bring back the whole witch storyline? Are we going to wait till next season? What do we want to do with that?
They don't care about protecting our kids. That's why in perverts and
are in our schools right now. And by the way, they in our churches now too. Drag queen story hour. So you ought not use the word. They ought not be one.
If he used the F word, that somebody bleeped it out.
Greg Locke is the F word? That's satanic.
F-A-G.
Oh, well, that's satanic as well. You can't use the F-A-G word, Greg. That's homophobic and makes you sound like you're like a comedian.
He said you don't like the word. Don't be one.
Yeah. Who are you, Nick DiPaolo from the fucking 90s or something?
Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a government shutdown because she doesn't like the way the government is going after Dick Stain Donald Trump. Huh. Nobody's listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the face of a middle linebacker, the feet of Barney Rubble. You're not that dude.
Is that
Michael Rappaport?
Yeah, yeah. But the feet of Barney Rubble really got me.
The feet of Barney Rubble.
Ouch! Damn, Marjorie. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You're not. They don't love you like that, to quote the great Draymond Green. You don't have a following. You don't have the juice like Omar Epps had at the end of the movie, affectionately titled Juice. You could call for this. You could call for that. You could call for all kinds of nonsense. No one's listening to you, miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene, because you're not that dude. They don't love you like that. Again, to quote the great Draymond Green.
I don't know why.
What is he talking?
I don't know. He's just calling out Marjorie.
I love it.
He does this thing where, you know, he does a selfie as he's walking down the street yelling sometimes.
Right.
And he bumped into another guy who's known for walking down the street doing selfies while they're yelling. It was really hilarious.
You know, it's like Michael Rappaport, it feels like he's barely trying to get that out, and it's hilarious. And it's like, that's what the other side doesn't have. Like, if they want to say something funny, I mean, it has to be like gazpacho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can't do what Michael Rappaport does.
The radical left will destroy America if we don't stop them. They indoctrinate children and try to turn boys into girls. They allow illegal aliens and drugs to flood America. And if you speak out, they ban you on social media and they call you a racist.
Is that Rubio?
Marco Rubio.
Oh, my God.
For Senate here in Florida. For God's sake, everybody in Florida, vote for Val Demings.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
It's not even, he's not saying real things. Where's the indoctrination? Who's turning girls into boys or whatever the fuck he said?
The radical left.
Oh, okay. Hey,
and appreciate those who are capable of turning the tide and bringing us back to the greatness that we were given by our founding fathers. So,
well, I want to thank you, and we love the country. The country's in trouble.
Yeah.
It's got to be solved fairly quickly. There is no choice but to solve the problem, but it's a big problem. It's a big problem. And I hope it continues forward, and we love Israel, and we hope everything's going to be okay.
Right-wing and bitter, and clinging, proud clingers of our...
It's not going to be okay, and we...
wait, I got to back up.
They're on Newsmax.
Brett, try to explain what he's saying here. Translate this. That's why I played Sarah Palin's words.
They're going
to
be okay.
Choice but to solve the problem, but it's a big problem. It's a big problem, and I hope it continues forward, and we love Israel, and we hope everything's going to be okay.
Sure.
A lot of good moves have to be made, or it's not going to be okay, and we say God bless you and good luck. John, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for this time.
What a fucking egomaniac.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Trump ended the interview. I don't know.
Or two fingers this time, Mr. President.
It's just ridiculous. What he means is things are going to be okay, and they're not going to be okay, but they're going to go forward.
Yeah, but we hope everything's going to be okay, and we love you, and everything's going to be okay.
I think everything is on drugs. I think there are people on drugs in these clips.
Really?
I do. I think John Boyd needs to have his stomach pumped. He needs to puke.
Well, thank you very much, and a very special hello to Youngstown, Ohio. And I'm thrilled to be back in the great state of Ohio, where today you have a football game going on, and it didn't affect this crowd.
Flyer.
We have a great team, a great... I don't know if you know it or not. I'm the one that got Ohio State football for that season 2 years ago with the commissioner. We got it open.
What?
And that opened up everything. But I'm proud to...
I think he's talking about making them play college football during COVID. I think he's considering this an accomplishment.
He's bragging about that. I made these college kids.
You know, they wouldn't be Ohio State football at all if it wasn't for me.
What did he say? Hey, go long, COVID! Jeez. God, Trump, you are... What is the word I'm looking for? He's just... I don't know.
Out of his mind.
Unrelenting. It's just unrelenting fucking... absurdity. It's insane.
Well, yeah. Utter insanity. Utter insanity.
I'm going to get some more coffee.
Huh? No, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is another clip from the batshit hate rally that Trump... What is this? Is this...
That coffee is good.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Coffee's good. This is Trump.
Nine!
Over the weekend.
Okay.
At his crazy fucking hate rally.
Right.
If I can find...
It's amazing to me that he doesn't zoom into these from Mar-a-Lago or Bedminster.
Well, he doesn't want all those people coming to his...
Zoom.
He doesn't want the unwashed people come. No, he needs the
He needs to be there. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's a comedian.
He needs to have that.
He's a Nazi.
In the phony Steele dossier, it was all phony. How would you like to be me and go home and explain that one to my wife? Darling, it wasn't...
That's good.
What do you mean you had hookers pee all over you?
Shit, I give a fuck. You don't have to explain shit to Melania.
I thought I was the only one peeing for you.
This is Melania. You don't have to tell me shit about that guy unless he's dead. I don't give a fuck.
Mrs. FLOTUS, we do have some news for you.
I got me kidding you.
There's this dossier that alleges that your husband had sex with... prostitutes in Russia and had them urinate on the bed that President Obama slept in.
I don't give a fuck.
He does it all the time.
Fucking Christmas bullshit that no one cares about.
What happened? She spent all this time. Okay, so if we go back to a brief history of our FLOTUS's, there's Nancy Reagan, just say no to drugs, right? Big fail. Tremendous fail. I don't remember the other.
Had astrologers in the White House.
Barbara. That's crazy. That's fucked up. Well, Paula White was in there.
Well, same magic. I mean, who cares?
And then Barbara, Laura, Hillary, Michelle. Who am I missing?
Daddy Bush's. You said Barbara.
Well,
that's all of them.
Well, yeah, but none of them built anything like Melania. I mean, what did they do? Like, Melania built the tennis court at the White House.
Rosalind Carter.
What did she do there? The rose bushes? Was that her thing?
I don't remember what her thing
was. I'm just saying. I'm sure Rosalind Carter did a bunch of great shit, man. I don't know. I'm just saying, nobody has built a tennis pavilion like her.
Well, the tennis pavilion was there. She rehabbed it. She remodeled it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought she built that.
No.
I thought she
designed
it.
No, there was a tennis pavilion. No. She
She just swept up, cleaned it up.
In the phony Steele dossier, it was all phony. How would you like to be me and go home and explain that one to my wife? Darling, it wasn't true. I swear it wasn't. Remember that one with the hookers from Russia? Darling, I'd like to explain.
I can't believe he talks about this.
Darling, I'd like to explain this to you. It was all phony. It was all a phony made up.
This is part of the big show.
You know, Trump, this is actually good content. I mean, this isn't bad, right? Talk about the Hunters.
I saved the historic Lima Army tank plant, and I call it Lima.
People don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's hurting me laughing. It actually
100% would have never happened. Should have never happened.
Wait.
This one says,
wait.
What?
He said, what is he talking about? The Lima. Can we go back and hear him?
A tank plant
like
that
he's
saved.
Broking out in the middle
but
of this.
He likes to call it Lima.
I saved the historic Lima Army tank plant.
So, you know, he said, okay, you want me to save some Lima plant? Okay, like Lima beans, we'll do that. And they said, no, Mr. President, it's pronounced Lima. Why the fuck do they spell it Lima then?
I don't know. Why are you stupid?
I saved the historic Lima Army tank plant. And I call it Lima.
crickets. And that's one of the things.
We're owning the libs.
A lot of reports were that this was a very quiet, very bored at times crowd.
Is he so drugged up that he doesn't read the crowd because he's glassy and stupid?
And 100% would have never happened, should have never happened. But we gave now $80 billion. And Europe has given six. Now, Europe is a similar size when all added up to the United States, the economy, Europe, if you add it all up. And they're in for a lot less money than us. And you know, it's a sad thing because they're in for less, but they're affected a lot more than we are.
I mean, listen to this. They're like, oh, God.
Go back to the part where you're...
Talk about Melania again, yeah.
Yeah. Or talk about, like, George Soros or how much you hate Hillary.
Trump forgets where he is, apparently.
Okay.
Ian McKinley, you know, he's a great president. He was the king of tariffs. That's why I like him, because he said that we don't want other foreign powers coming in here and stealing our wealth. He was hailed from right here. He came in from this location. As you know, he was assassinated. But he never got...
Wherever the hell we are.
Where is he?
Youngstown.
You're in Ohio, and you're Youngstown. You said the name like eight times at the beginning of the speech. Youngstown, Ohio.
And by the way, if you watch the former governor of Virginia or...
On the other half of the screen, Save America special free gold coin on qualifying offers. Text Trump to 65532.
Oh, my God. On qualifying offers.
Former governor of Virginia, or even after birth, we put the baby aside and then we essentially execute the baby. No, these are radical rights. It's been turned back over to the state.
It's just not true. It's not true. It's not true.
You know what's horrible? If you think, you remember, God, what is the act Bill Cosby used to do with his, the Novocaine thing? Sometimes Trump sounds like that character to me. The Obel KB guy. I don't know why that is. Every once in a while, he sounds
Obel
like
KB.
Bill Cosby, which kind of sort of makes sense because there are similarities, aren't there? I mean,
JD, you will be surprised at what's going to happen. I really believe that.
This is a JD Vance rally, by the way.
All the bravest and boldest conservatives in the country are behind JD. Tucker Carlson, good guy. Senator Josh Hawley, really good guy. Stephen Miller, he loves the border. Sean Hannity, what a...
Stephen Miller, he loves shooting Mexicans at the border.
What? I would be like, hey, listen, that Stephen Miller guy, he's good to have it on meetings, but we don't need to talk about him or remind anyone that he exists because no one likes him.
Yeah, I can't imagine the crowd. They didn't really...
Stephen Miller!
They really weren't into it.
He loves the border. Sean Hannity, what a good guy he is, Sean.
Good guy.
What a sweetheart. He loves our country. It's not me. He loves our country. My two sons, you probably never heard of them, Don and Eric. They're big JD fans. And the entire MAGA movement is for J.D. Vance. And when J.D. wins...
It didn't mention Ivanka.
Yeah, she's not the MAGA movement. What's going on?
MAGA movement is for J.D. Vance. And when J.D. wins his race this November, you are going to hear wailing from every corporate newsroom in New York and Washington. And you're going to hear crying Chuck Schumer howling with rage because J.D. Vance is going to clinch the Senate for the Republicans. This is a very important race. This is a great person who I've really gotten to know. Yeah, he said some bad things about me, but that was before he knew me, and then he fell in love. Remember I said that about Kim Jong-un? He fell in love, and they said, oh, holy Trump fuck. Is saying he fell in love. Actually, he did, if you want to know that.
Oh, my God.
J.D., did you fuck? Wait. Wait. This is insane, dude. I mean,
oh,
I can't
boy.
Believe. These speeches are, well, how, we've. I don't know how many articles, like, I've looked, like, listicles, like, 75 crazy things this motherfucker said in a rally. It never gets old, because...
Mitch McConnell is a disgrace, and I hope you're going to do something about it, J.D. He's a disgrace. He could have stopped all of it. And they still have time. They'll try and pack the courts. They're trying to get rid of the filibuster, you know.
Yeah, all the holdovers from slavery, you fuck. Trying to get rid of it. How disappointing. Who is J.D. Vance?
Under a Republican Congress, we should also pass emergency funding to hire thousands and thousands more police officers. We want police officers nationwide to put violent criminals behind bars and keep them behind bars, not let them out the following morning or the following hour.
Especially the black ones.
He you know, he gives up on his words. At the end of the words, he's like, this is finally mine. You know what I mean? It's just like he stops talking or something. This guy can't be well. You know what
Port
I mean?
New Hampshire brutally stabbed to death a 34-year-old woman who was so innocent, who was just there and stabbed and no problem. People are being shot and executed. Get on your knees. You probably saw it yesterday. Get on your knees, and they shoot him through the head.
What
a man
fuck?
That worked at a little retail store.
This is the
what the fuck?
This person says we've come to the lurid crime anecdotes portion of Trump's speech.
Who the fuck is getting on their knees and being shot in the head? What is he talking about?
The cartels and stuff.
Oh, okay. People. He just saw this shit. He watched Breaking Bad.
That's the music.
You're just randomly picking places in that speech, and they're all winners. I mean, they're all crazy.
Well, I mean,
like,
his clips were curated by other people. I'm not just dropping in on a giant. This is Aaron Rupar. I'm looking at his feed.
There's so many good moments in that speech. And by good, I mean horrific.
By good, I mean terrifying.
It's just so terrifying.
So there you go. There's that's some of the lowlights of Trump's hate rally.
It's confusing. Who is hated the most out of these people? By the maggots.
Hated by whom?
By the maggots. Fauci, Hillary, or Mitch McConnell.
Hillary.
Okay. Before Fauci?
Yeah, I think so.
Fauci or Mitch McConnell? Who do they hate more? It's got to be Fauci.
Fauci. Yeah. And then they hate Mitch McConnell too.
What? I mean, he is a fucking GOP cunt. I mean, he's the worst person. They don't like him. What the fuck?
It's a rhino. You heard Marjorie.
It's not.
Where are the not George Bush and Cheney?
Listen, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you, Mark, because
this is a message. Obviously, you're libtards who were picked on in school and became pansies who can't work and rely on social media for a menial income. We don't make
Ouch.
Anything off social media.
Ouch.
You're still the same losers from school. Enjoy welfare.
That last
some love from the internet.
That last sign, enjoy welfare. That needs an air horn at the end of it.
See, we get love here.
Yeah, thank you. Who is that? Thank you for writing and listening to the show.
I'm sure that it's a real name on Facebook. Jesse Porter said that to us.
Thank you, Jesse.
A DM, a private message to you.
Boy, creepy. Who else is Jesse DM, I wonder? I mean, he's DMing us. We're not the only page he DMs. He probably sends out crazy shit. Do you imagine you just sit around?
This is like a paid troll. I don't know why a paid troll would slip into somebody's DM. So this is probably...
No, that dude hates us.
Some kind of believer who is just using a sock account.
Let me tell you something. I was not some pansy in high school. I was in the drama club.
I was going to say show choir.
Absolutely. I was thinking I was also in show choir. And I was in lots of award-winning one-act plays. In fact, we had one-act play. One of our plays won the state championship. So that's not exactly being a pansy. And if I had chosen to, I could have lettered in theater, but I didn't feel like getting a jacket. I have 3 rings in this softball unlimited hardcover. Pansy. Pansy at Violent Experience is a professional athlete.
No.
Like, no, you are. You are a very elite. What kind of pansy is an elite tennis player? You're going to call John McEnroe a pansy? He'll beat the fuck out of you. He'll chew you up. Pansy. He's a professional athlete. People paid him to play tennis. What have you done, Jesse? You fuck. Are you a professional athlete? What do you do with your time? Man. You were a tennis pro.
Well, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. You got to remind people of that every now and then.
Why?
I don't know.
Show off my silver mesh and medals from Wisconsin State. Yeah, fuck. My Al Bundy moment. Holy shit, look at the time. God damn, we only have a couple minutes left here. Today went really fucking fast.
That's right, Pat.
Show tomorrow? Or is it Tuesday off?
Yeah.
Tuesday off. We'll be back Wednesday, everybody.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific for more of this fun show.
That's right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Thank you for visiting our whole portal.
And thanks for sending stories too. I do appreciate that greatly, because
thank you for sending stories about snakes showing up in people's fucking shitters.
That's for us to do. Yeah.
But that was a corn snake. That you sent me a picture of a snake in a toilet
in Alabama. Somebody took a picture. It was a rat snake of some
rat
sort.
Rat snake. I got a rat snake in my toilet. I'm just saying that we're out.
That was a big motherfucking snake, right? The picture of the toilet. It's like, it's all plugged up.
What are you supposed to do with that thing? Do you get a knife and just kind of like stick it? You know, like you stab it while it's in there?
No, you.
What do I? It's in my fucking.
You coax it out with a dead rat or
why
something.
Is there?
I don't know.
And the other thing is, you have to understand why that happened. And how do I prevent it in the future? I got a snake in my toilet.
If I had a nickel.
Once upon a time, there was.
A federal judge denied MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell's latest attempt to dismiss a defamation lawsuit brought by Smartmatic Voting Technology Company.
Sorry, Mike. Shit.
Lindell had asked the court to dismiss the complaint, arguing the company had failed to adequately make its case for defamation. His attorneys argued that Lindell's election fraud claims were protected under the First Amendment.
They arrested him at the Carl's Jr. Is that correct?
He seized his phone.
Oh, that's right. How do you explain that to somebody? Was he there by himself? I'm sorry. Was he there by himself? Or was he with a friend, like, going to get food?
Well, and how did they know he was at? They had to be following him, right? How did they know he was at the...
Listen, is there a big force in charge of following Mike Lindell? They're like...
God, I'll bet we could FOIA request I wonder if they have a copy of the radio chatter
that
they use when they're like, okay, he's pulling into, wait, he's at, is it Hardee's? No, it's...
Well, they must, the target is painted. We're going to go in. We're going in.
He's done ordering. He's pulling up.
Was it like a bunch of SUVs that showed up and give me your phone, motherfucker?
I mean, that's what I would assume. Maybe they disguised themselves. Maybe it was a whole fake Hardee's.
Like Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, and they pulled up and it was actually an FBI agent at the window who was like, here's your waffle fries and hand over your cell phone.
They don't have waffle fries at Hardee's.
How do you know? Were you there?
Yeah, I grew up in Georgia. There's a Hardee's on every fucking block. That's insulting. There's so many of them. They never have curly fries. They have standard fries, I think. Maybe curly fries, but no waffle fries. And they have...
I have a photo of
bullshit!
Waffle fries.
Where?
From Hardee's.
Yeah!
Right there. Right there.
I didn't think they had waffle fries.
A fact check here on crab diving.
My best friend in high school worked at a Hardee's. I used to go there all the time. They didn't have fucking waffle fries. Now they do.
They've evolved.
Now they do. Not when I was growing up.
So there you go. Bad news for Mike Lindell.
Sorry, Mike.
One of the billion-dollar defamation lawsuits against him is continuing as planned.
What happens when they take your phone? How do you find your way back to your house?
Well, he even whined that he does everything with his phone. He's like, I don't have a computer. I don't even have a computer. They took everything.
You don't have a computer? Buy one. You'll enjoy it. You can afford one. Buy one. Well, oh my God.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Jeez. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, back Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Or check out his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings, everyone. We'll hit you up again mañana.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.